Well, one more time. The importance of Brandon Stark cannot be overstated.
Oh, okay.
I know you haven't seen him in 6 episodes, but the importance of Brandon Stark cannot.
He in the North Pole making little toys for all the children.
With Santa.
Getting ready for Christmas. Winter is coming.
Winter, yeah, I was gonna say winter is coming. Somebody's gotta do it.
Welcome back to Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin, and I'm rooting for everybody black. And I'm joined by my co-host, Gingy, my love, and TJ. Well, maybe not everybody black.
Got him!
Something. Look, I knew that was coming as soon as she said it. So, Mona surprised me. As soon as she said she was rooting for everybody black, I was like, except me. The hate I get.
Sorry.
I ain't never put down black women in my life, and look how they repay me, James. I don't like the face you're making. Anyway, moving on.
This week on this year Game of Thrones podcast, we are discussing Game of Thrones Season 5, Episode 6, Unbowed, Unbent, Unbroken. An air date of May 17th, 2015, written by Brian Cogman, directed by Jeremy Padeswa, and a rating of 6.24 million. Party. So we're down again.
Should be lower.
From last week?
It should be lower.
Like it should be in the threes.
We're in episode 6 now of this season. And like, this is giving me season 1 vibes where I don't want to finish it.
I've enjoyed season 5, but this episode, I will admit that it was pretty fucking slow.
I mean, I already don't care for this episode for obvious reasons. So,
well, yeah.
But I did make an interesting connection watching it between my yin and my yang. So, who wants to get into it?
Let's hear.
Party. So let's start with the first bookend. Kill the girl. So she's not going to be no one, but she'll be someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a very, like, both of the Stark daughters go through a big transition in this episode. Arya now is moving on to whatever circle of hell comes after washing dead bodies.
They're on two different like spectrums too. Like one seems to be going up, the other one is not.
Well, technically, they're both moving up.
Oh,
Sansa's
entitled at least.
I was gonna say it depends on how we define that.
Entitled. Sansa's moved up.
Entitled. Yeah, but like I could call you a janitor, or I could call you like a maintenance manager. But if you're still cleaning toilets, it don't really matter.
But I mean, Arya,
Don't really matter what that title is.
Arya's technically moved down in her title.
Because she's nobody.
She's not Arya anymore. She's not quite no one. She's someone else, though.
But in roles and responsibilities, though, how about that? Let's talk about that. It's in roles and responsibilities.
Is it in roles and responsibilities? What are her roles and responsibilities? Well, I guess we'll see.
We'll get into it. But yeah, it seems like she's happy. Like, she's finding some happiness in what she's doing.
She is. And remember when we did our Thanksgiving episode and I told you they were the yin and yang and you were like, oh, I don't see it? Does it click now for you?
No, not really.
That I told you. When I said one of them is on a masculine journey, that's why you get it. And one of them is on a very feminine journey that is very unique to women, and that's why you don't get it. And you don't seem to.
It ain't that I don't get it. I get it.
Do you?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't fully get it. But anyway, sure. Back to
but
the
you house. Can't you can't argue with women.
Back to the House of Black and White. Arya Stark, not Jack and Hagar, and also the only black person I'm not rooting for. So, Arya is still cleaning dead bodies.
It's
Pretty
wax
sure
on, wax
he
off.
is her Mr. Miyagi. How have I? Wow.
And she's literally waxing off. Waxing on.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, a little dirty. A little dirty.
I mean, you're cleaning a dead body.
Little dirty.
I just want to present. I don't know, like, if I don't know if I want to earmuff this or if I'm.
I'd say it, fuck it.
Yeah.
Give
Okay.
him something to look forward to.
So here's my theory about where we are with the House of Black and White, which, by the way, also yin and yang, but we won't go there. That has nothing to do with this. So, you know how she was ferried across the river to get there?
Yes.
She's like, so my theory is that, like, this is the literal underworld. Like, she was literally ferried across the River Styx. She had to throw her coin in. Right. So now she's moving on from the first level. She's like going to the fields of Asphodel because, like, eventually you go where heroes go, but it seems like everybody goes to Tartarus here. Yeah. And so, like, once you get to the room with all the faces, like, they say it's the many-faced god, but like every god is just death. And so I also have a theory about the faceless men that we will also get into for this episode, because I think like that they're reapers as opposed to assassins. Like how the guy was praying, he drank the water, he died. The man brought his daughter there and's like, I have gone everywhere. And like when you come yourself, you say Valor Morghulis, Valor Dohaeris, almost like you're praying. So I just want you to keep that in mind. Like that's the theory that I have formulated about the faceless men on this watch through. And I like your face because you look interested.
Yeah, and then
Okay.
that connection that you just, it's pretty spot
Isn't
on.
that the same thing I told you you were kind of reaching for a little bit last time? I think
Yes.
we earmuffed that.
We did earmuff that.
No, I don't like that.
Thank you. See what
But
happened?
I can see but Sirio's reaching. Got it.
Now, I will say what he said I was reaching on kind of too was that I said, I was like, Sirio, I don't think is a faceless man. I think Sirio was being reaped. And that's how Jaqen saw Arya. And I was just like, I feel like death has, like, this is death has been recruiting Arya. So that's my theory. I'm gonna stand 10 toes on it. But yeah,
Okay.
just something to think about.
I respect it. I respect it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. And also, like, everybody respects him. Everybody from Braavos knows who these people are.
Yeah, true.
Because everybody from Braavos knows who the god of death is.
Yeah.
The one true god. Because guess what? That's the only thing that's certain. You're not making it out of here alive.
People from Braavos got it right. We all, the rest of us got it wrong. It's really what.
That gigantic statue on like two rocks in the ocean. Like, you got to give them something. They were obviously on the right track. But anyways, yes, that's my super deep dive. We come back from break, I'll tell y'all what the strain of weed is. So,
Yeah, let me know.
y'all know that's how we got here. Anyways, Arya needs to learn how to lie better because Jaqen's not hearing any of this. None of it. Now, she hated the Hound.
I told you he was still on the list.
He's still on the list? That's what you think? He told her she
Yeah.
was lying. He said,
Yeah.
"You're telling a bald-faced lie. Lie again."
You do not hate that man.
Nah. Nah, he on the list.
Hell no. Jacken knows he ain't on the list.
Yeah, TJ. Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, I hated him and she smacked because everything else she got hit for every time she lied. So, do you really think that, like, she might think that she hated the hound at the end. She might think she left him to die.
No, I think that
She spared him.
he was saying that she was lying, that what did she say? That she wanted him to suffer or something like that.
Yeah, she left him to suffer.
Yeah. That's what she lied about. She really wanted to just end it.
But she didn't.
Exactly.
She
So
left
she
him to live.
lied to saying that she.
Okay, so that's why he's saying she didn't hate him?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Well, also, what if he's just not dead? So, like, him being left to die is just a lie because he's not dead.
Because you said he was dead, right?
I say he was dead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's dead.
Yeah, he just, like he told us. I mean, if the hound is alive, the guy that Jorah punched and didn't let drown is definitely still alive also. Everybody's alive. Spoiler
Yeah.
alert.
Except
Dang,
the ones getting reaped.
Ned's still alive.
Nah, that motherfucker dead. We saw where his head went. Like, we confirmed that one.
So does Arya truly want to be no one?
No. She just wants to have the abilities to kill people on her list.
I agree. I agree. If there's one thing about Arya, she is like, anytime somebody's tried to teach her how to be a killer, like, she loves it. She wants to know more. Tell
Yeah.
me more about how to do this.
Inquisitive. It's a game they never stop playing. Very interesting. Well, she's getting a promotion because she managed to successfully lie to this dying child. And she gets to go see the Hall of Faces. What did you think of the Hall of Faces, Jinj?
That was cool. Also, might be like the creepiest room in the entire area, Westeros.
Gotta be. Gotta be.
Like,
yeah, this place is
What?
definitely bigger on the inside.
What? I mean, it's cool. In a
Yeah.
creepy way.
Yeah. Would you believe the Syrio thing had you just like they would have had to like basically show you Syrio's face here for you to be on board with any of this Syrio stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. See? Terry, I told you.
That's fine. If let me just phrase it this way. If you can make out one of those faces of who they are, good for you. Because I can't. I just know ain't no black people there. That's what I got out of that. I can't make out who's who.
Well, time to become someone else. That'll be a party. Doo -doo
She's at middle management now. You're not quite no one, but you're gonna be somebody else.
-doo.
You just ain't moved all the way up yet.
You're not salary,
Yeah, you're not salaried yet.
but you are somebody's boss.
Yeah, we'll give you a manager title.
Well, en route to Meereen, Tyrion welcomes Jorah to the Dead Dad's Club. Turns out he did not know his dad was dead. How awkward of a conversation is this?
Yeah,
But then
that's awkward.
again, you could have not kidnapped me. Now look at us. Being sold
Feels
into
bad.
slavery.
Good point.
It feels bad.
I don't think, did either one of you watch Oz?
I did. I love Oz.
Out of BC? Yeah.
Well, to me, the first thing I watched Oz at the Lost, so to me is Mr. Echo.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
that's Mr. Echo to me.
Are you talking about Out of Wale? Who is
We
that?
all got a different name for him, but yeah, I know him as out of BC and Mr.
Are you
Echo.
talking about the pirate dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The black guy?
Yeah.
That's his real name in real life, Out of Wale.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I
Yeah,
thought that
Mr.
was
Echo.
a character. I was like,
Yeah. No,
but
that's his real name. I like
yeah.
him a
Out
lot.
of BC. Every time I
Yeah,
see
out of
him, I'm like,
BC.
man, he was really like on a lot of HBO shows for a while there. He was like a studio actor, like a day player.
Yeah. But people on HBO do that, though.
Yeah,
Like,
true.
it's a bunch of them.
Yeah, like you got Edie Falco and Sopranos and in Oz, like.
And then she went to show, what was it, Showtime, Nurse Jackie?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Nurse Jackie was Showtime.
Falco's
Or,
in something.
yes. Yeah, she was
Oh,
in something recent too.
it was a, it's that is a TV show. It's like on Netflix, The Parents or whatever, with like Hank from Breaking Bad is like her husband. And I think,
I think I've seen some of that.
yeah, I
'Cause I know I saw her something recently.
yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about.
But
Anyway.
she's good. Oh, speaking of Oz, one point I do want to make. The amount of people that went from Oz to SVU is insane.
Or the other way.
It's probably the other way around,
But I, well, I mean, state,
Nah,
their state
Oz
was,
is old.
no, SVU, they, SVU started in 98.
SVU is like 100 years old, bro. I think
Isn't
SVU,
Oz like same time frame? Oz is before
but I think
that's before Sopranos.
Sopranos was 98 too.
Yeah, 98, 99. I think Oz is before Sopranos.
Oz is 97.
Okay.
And SVU, I think, is 98. Oh, 99.
They might all came from ER for real. Mike's going through watching ER all over again, and it literally like every actor in Hollywood is in ER.
That sounds like such a tall order.
Mike loves
And that is like
medical
the
shows, and
girly.
I think bros watched ER like 100 times. I'm
Did
like,
he
why are
watch?
you watching this crap, man?
Really? Are you shitting?
I can't get into medical shit.
The only I watched, I really enjoyed was House and Scrubs.
Scrubs is a
I
comedy.
tried to watch both and I couldn't get into either one of them.
Well, if you
No, I
like
like
Scrubs,
House because I like Hugh, and then I like Scrubs because, well, they're funny.
if you like Scrubs, you should try St. Denis Medical. Like, it's actually pretty funny. Clementine, like Wendy
He's like,
McClendon.
I didn't like it that much.
Did you try
Well,
it?
I don't like I don't really like medical shows either because they're all the same.
Well, it's
They're
not.
so dramatized.
No,
Dramatized. That's my problem with them.
it's a comedy. It's like Scrubs, but The Office. So it's like
Gotcha. Okay.
they have like confessionals. It's like a workplace comedy, but it's like it's filmed like The Office, but it's like really David Alan Greer's fucking hilarious.
There was like a survey done to doctors asking which like medical show was more, the most accurate, and they said Scrubs was actually like the most accurate medical show.
Because every episode you don't have somebody with half their body missing and somehow they're piecing back together.
I
Like, show me a slow day, please. Show
mean,
me a day where you're just treating the common cold.
that's boring for TV.
Exactly. That's why it's a comedy.
Nah, hell no. Give me good dialogue and the common cold, and I'm happy. The tangent we just took.
Yeah, we did.
Buddy. Yeah, because where even are we? Still on the way to Daenerys. We're dealing with
Yes.
slavery, people, so people are gonna care about it. You can't have white slaves. That's human trafficking. Gonna...
Got these positive turns.
dwarf's cocks are magic, but you're gonna need to see the dwarf because this thing is a kickstand.
Yo, I'm telling you now, smartest man alive. And still alive because he's so smart.
Well, Jorah's old withered ass. We do get the story about how he beat Jaime at a tourney.
We
Unseated
do.
Jaime Lannister. That's the tourney where he met his wife. And now look at him.
Now look at
That
him.
went well for him.
Very.
Yeah.
It seems like anybody who's winning tourneys against somebody prevalent, like in this episode, it doesn't go well for them.
Anyways, they're going back to Volantis. So Tyrion manages to keep them alive.
Yeah, he
Congrats.
does.
Congratulations. Let's go. Brandon, I don't know. What are we doing?
that. Definitely not that.
Oh, by the way, your dad's dead. By the way, Jorah, your dad's dead. Sorry. Thought you knew. Awkward.
Let's go, Brandon. What can we say? Sheesh.
King's Landing. I think we finally find out what Littlefinger has been up to this whole fucking time.
Indeed, indeed.
And what he's been up to is just playing every fucking side of the fence. I'm gonna win either way. Doesn't matter what happens, I'm on the winning side.
Change, would you? Would it be safe to say that Littlefinger has been like pulling all the strings so far? 5.5 seasons worth of shit. It seems like he's had his hands in all of it.
From the very
Indeed.
start, the only thing that
Yeah.
Littlefinger is not responsible for is that army marching south to kill everybody. Everything else, he did it. It were him.
Indeed, it was.
Pretty much, man.
And imagine this is the King's Landing you come back to. Like, you come back and now, like, it's being run by a religious cult. Your brothel's shut down. Lancel Lannister has abandoned his family and carved a seven-pointed star into his forehead. Everybody's making great decisions without you.
Right.
It seems
Ever
like
since Varys and Tyrion left, like shit then went fucking south.
things have fallen apart and they
This is the butterfly effect. Because Varys started
is.
walking back towards the city and then he turned around and then that's when the shit went downhill. Like if he would have just kept walking and went back, none of this would
Everything is a mess. Everything is a mess. But don't worry. I didn't find Arya. I did find Sansa. She's marrying Roose Bolton. Also, Stannis is attacking. So whoever wins, I have the Knights of the Vale. I'll just go and then kill whoever wins. And then you can name me more Warden of the North and we'll call it even Steven. Sound good? What a complicated plan.
And what's crazy about that is, like, that whole sequence between him and Cersei in this moment is that he tells her that he knows where Sansa is. And by the time he's done talking, she doesn't even care about Sansa. She's more pissed off of Roose.
Yeah, I mean, she still wants Sansa's head on the spike. Like, I'll take it all. But I mean, like, I've got a lot of irons and a lot of fires right now. It's a triage situation. Some things are more important than others. There's another red-headed bitch I need to take care of first.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, but I will have a question at the end of this episode that pertains to this scene here. So just pin that. Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else for Cersei and Littlefinger?
I like how she reminds him that he can't fight. Because he talks about going to war, and she was like, "Who? Like, you ain't taking my dudes. Because you can't fight."
Well, I mean, and we know he can't fight. He's got a scar to prove it. Hand-to-hand combat. He lost that. What
Yeah.
he can do? Scheme and manipulate. Much better than
Very well.
he can, because look at how
Which I really thought. I thought he was going to tell her that he should go now, or Cersei should take go now to fight the north and stuff, so it'd be a three-way battle.
Do you think he didn't tell her because he's like trying to see if this plan of hers works out first?
No, I think he went there with that intent to say, "Hey, let them fight it out first, and then you pick up the scraps."
And I honestly think that he might be the best at reading the room. Like he seems to be really good on his feet. So if like he if he senses the conversation's changing, like he kind of adapts in the moment.
Yes. He is very
Because
astute.
I feel like she could have said anything and he would have made it sound so fucking good. Like it's your idea the whole time.
He is
Yeah.
definitely the kind of boyfriend who like goes to therapy just to learn enough therapy speak to be able to manipulate anybody he dates after that.
Yeah,
indeed.
Yeah, that's Littlefinger. I know him well. All right, Dorn. Hey, Uncle Daddy, what are you doing here?
Oh man.
While Marcella's grown up, she's kissing boys. And the water goes, what do you think that face for? Wait,
Who, me?
you looked up like you were disgusted.
Oh, I didn't know I made a face. My bad, y'all. I thought
Oh,
I was just looking up.
well,
I
and
looked down at my notes and it looked up.
we're treated to another round of the Dornishman's wife. Get it?
Oh, this answers my question from last week or last however long it was ago. He
The blood!
had a blood.
Yeah, the blood is on their clothes. As a matter of fact, that's how they get hemmed up.
Yeah. Forgot all about that. You forgot about it too. We sat there, talked about it. That was the earmuff moment, James.
Oh.
I was like, they didn't do this well because they fucking sliced them up, and then next thing we know, we're riding around with clean clothes.
But
And
no,
they were clean, and they were clean until they weren't.
they don't look as bloody as they probably should,
Yeah, no.
but
Yeah.
they were bloody enough to get caught. Now we've got a melee. What did you think of the sand snakes?
Too
And
flashy.
not
Wait, but you
you know how you
know how. Yep, see, there we go. Too flashy.
not like they were crappy fighters.
Yo, them women were kicking their ass, man.
No, they weren't.
Them little girls
Not
are holding their
impressed
own.
at all.
You seem so disappointed. I'm sorry, TJ. I know you were hoping.
I was on the sideline screaming, "Let's go, Brandon!" And
Well,
look what it
Brandon. Surely you're going to see Brandon soon, right? Right?
He exists.
Now you see why at the end of season four I talked about how prevalent he was in season five.
I mean, they're talking, but like we keep hearing about the White Walkers and like Brandon's up there. Let's go, Brandon.
Hey, we ain't heard his name yet.
Six episodes in and ain't seen him.
See, this is the opposite. This is the opposite. Like, instead of hearing "Let's go, Brandon," he's hearing "Fuck Joe Biden," so he's not coming out. He doesn't realize they're calling his name.
Well, one more time. The importance of Brandon Stark cannot be overstated. Oh,
Nice.
okay. I know you
Yeah,
haven't seen him in six episodes, but the importance of Brandon Stark
he
cannot
just
be
he in the North Pole making little toys for all the children.
with Santa.
getting ready for
With
Christmas. Winter is
before
coming.
winter, yeah, I was gonna say winter is coming. Somebody's gotta do it.
Well, they try to kidnap the princess. That doesn't work out. And now everybody's going to prison.
Question mark?
And what's old boy's name? The black dude.
Captain something.
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay.
I have no
Because like he's who I want to see fight.
clue. I said that when we first saw him. I said he's ever going to use that spear.
How? Okay. Well, maybe.
Want to see him fight.
Speaking of that redheaded bitch that Cersei needed to handle, her granny's here. And she's not happy.
She's back. He's back.
I did get excited when the song didn't come back.
I love she's like first thing we hear from her basically is like the city fucking stinks. Ugh.
True old lady.
Yup.
So she's gonna handle this shit. Like, what the fuck is Cersei even? Like, Cersei, girl, what are you doing? Do you know, first of all, the country is broke. Y'all owe me money. Y'all owe other people money. So, what? I want my grandson back. What are you going to
Empathize.
Honestly, I thought Elena could have done better here.
Really?
With Cersei. Yeah.
Did you
Yeah,
think
she let Cersei like just off too easy.
so she wasn't harsh enough?
Yeah.
You didn't think she wasn't and she
She
wasn't
wasn't trying hard
enough?
enough. Yeah. I feel like if it was Tywin, she would have went hands.
But to be fair, she did call Cersei tart, and like that struck a nerve.
Yeah, but like
Apparently, all you gotta do is tell Cersei that she's tart, and then Cersei gets all fucking butthurt over it.
Also, like, Lady OG does not make ve veiled threats. She gives spoiler alerts. Like, I'll shut all this shit down. Do you want to do that? Seems simple enough to me. But since House Lannister has no rivals, especially now that I've locked up the only person who could have a Tyrell in your family. I mean, now that the High Sparrow has locked up,
Yeah, now that they got him.
yeah,
But
they.
we're gonna get him back. No worries.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll get to this inquest and everything will be fine. This will go great. All Loras has to do is tell the truth. I mean, there's no version of the truth in what Laura says, and that's the problem. But also, once again, who fucking cares? It's not like he was doing it outside of the orphanage for children to see. He's minding his fucking business. Y'all came to
Yo,
him.
the
And
double standards are high here.
let me
But I
tell
do got a question. What's buggery?
you, fucking in the butt.
Oh.
Anal sex.
Didn't know. I had no idea.
That's
That was a real question. I had no idea.
I know you don't read. That's how I know
I wrote it down and everything.
you.
I had to ask.
So happy that you learned something today.
I figure I'd ask before I Googled because like you Google that shit, like the algorithms are all fucked. So I love to ask questions before I start Googling because I'd be damned if I want to see some buggery on my screen. Especially now that I know what it is.
Well, Loras gets a fair amount of shit for mourning Renly, who was his king, and for wearing his armor at the Battle of the Blackwater. I guess that means something.
Don't we frown
Was
upon this as a society?
wasn't it like nice armor?
Yeah, but don't we frown upon this as a society? Like outing somebody? Isn't that like,
Yes, that's
aren't
rude.
you not supposed to
But also, like,
that?
but also, this dude was just my friend. Okay, did nobody ask Bob and Ned no questions?
Right?
What's the problem?
Well, to be fair, Ned was not wearing Bobby's armor.
You're right. You're right. They were just riding big black destriers together, and Bobby was swinging his warhammer.
Oh.
Definitely not gay.
Is that another word I should not Google? Big black what? James, you catch that
The war horse.
one? Oh shit.
Anyway.
That's what they call it these days. War horse.
Anyway, he gets his charges and the present that MAGA wants and their fornication, buggery, and blasphemy. He denies them all. Now Marge comes in. She has to testify on behalf of her brother. Turns out, though, you can't just be out here fucking everybody. Self-preservation is a thing. Mutual destruction. If you're going to do it, mutually assured destruction. If I'm going down, you're going down. We're all in this house of
We're
fire.
all going, yeah, all going down together. Here's
Every
my question, though. Here's the double standard, because that guy's not going to jail.
No, because he gave him up. They offered him.
See?
That's like being like, I know that you robbed this bank with James, and James already told us that you did it. So we gave him a plea deal. You are getting 25 to life for the guy he told me y'all shot together.
Yeah, I was gonna say America.
This why.
Let's go, Brandon.
The other
Let's go, Brandon.
content.
Oh man, how to make it in America?
Yay.
Don't be black.
I mean, it rocks.
Oh shit.
Doesn't. It's rough. But it's a 10 out of 10. I would recommend it if you have money and don't live near any of the unmelanated people. Unfortunately, they're all throughout my home. Now, Tommen, just like staring.
That boy is shook.
You are the fucking king. What are you
That boy was shook.
taking your money? Take my wife.
Yeah, but we've already seen that he can't handle it when he went to the High Septum and they were like, nah, he's praying, you can't come here.
He's
He's
a
like, bro, you the king.
but then you shot me down for saying he needed Tywin.
And Ginge, I know you were completely surprised for the first time ever to find out that Margie got arrested too. I know that was a shock to you. You weren't expecting it. Anyway, so now that she's been arrested, I can tell you. So, Brooke.
And that's another one. Why are we taking her prisoner?
But yeah, Book Margie. Okay, so Loras, Book Loras went back to, because obviously the whole Loras' sexuality thing is not overtly stated in the book. So Loras is at Dragonstone trying to retake that, and he's been like very badly wounded. So while she, like, Cersei sent him there to get him away from Margaery because Cersei's been fucking Osmond Kettleblack, and I think also his brother. Anyway, she's been fucking him, so she sent him to set up Margaery to tell the Faith Militant that Margaery tried to seduce him to sleep with him. So that's how she got Margaery. She set her up like that. Yeah. They went about it in a different way in the show. I prefer the show way. Just because George R. R. Martin is a very long-winded author. They're net like he's never gonna finish those books.
He's not.
Ever.
Nah, I feel bad for all the book fans that are never getting that shit.
Never. It's so much, bro. Aegon is alive in those books. Apparently, like it's supposedly Aegon, like as in Ellaria's baby, or not Ellaria, Elia's baby.
Yeah.
He actually survived. It's once I got to that point, I was like, bro, you gotta have some kind of like big event and kill off a bunch of people. This is too much. Not for me. Anyways. Do you think Cersei's gonna get what she wants? Like, things are coming up Cersei right now. Do you think this is gonna continue to work out for her?
No.
So how does this cease to work in her favor?
Well, I'm gonna assume eventually they're gonna just come after her too because she be sleeping with her brother.
Who's telling?
Do she be sleeping with her brother?
This is like public knowledge now.
But it's not confirmed. Nobody can really prove it. It's not like they can do a DNA test on these kids.
And now that you say that, that brings me another question for you. Why isn't Lancel a snitch yet?
Also true. She did sleep with him too.
Yeah, why is he not snitched? I mean, he's tatted up now. Like, he's all in. Like, he might as well just get to tell her. I mean, it's branded for life.
he has? Like, what if he's done some like big confessional, like where you have to like confess all your sins before you like
They don't give a fuck about
really can work.
how they take people. They just taking them, so they would have grabbed her ass by now. I don't feel like there's any tact behind what they're doing.
You're, but I mean, like, she, you have to wait a certain amount of time, though, right? Like, cause,
Marjorie literally said her confession today and is locked up today.
yeah, but it's
Yeah.
like he had to.
Imagine being a witness of a trial and then you're in jail. Like,
Yeah,
imagine that. Yo, I was just supposed to be the witness. Y'all locking my ass up.
you did commit perjury. I, like, it's not like she didn't lie under oath.
Under whose oath? Like, come on now. Like,
I'm the queen.
what kind of power we got here? Like,
Man, see, and this is why separation of church and state is a
key.
period, because you should be able to bugger whoever you want to in the privacy of your own home. Next.
Indeed.
All right, we done?
Bugger away.
Bunker away.
I use that right?
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Anyways, here's the other bookend. Kill the girl. Because just kill me, actually. If you could just kill me, I would prefer that.
Now, I will tell you this. This episode, like, you think that you're gonna get some type of like step forward for Sansa, because she does like really stand up for herself here. But then the way the episode ends, it's like, damn it. Now you're back to square one. Not her fault.
You feel like she's back to square one?
She might be what's below square one
Is that what you think? Is
at this point.
that what you think?
This is my point in time where, like, Sansa's story, like, I hate it for her.
Well, I know how I personally, first of all, this is only the second time I've ever watched this scene. Like, and I literally waited until like right before we did this because I hate. Like, I watched it the night that it aired, and I've never watched it since. So it was really, really jarring. But
But let's talk about before we get to that scene. Just even with like Miranda coming in
no, I'm saying, like, that's what I'm saying.
and talking her shit.
Yeah, she
You're
has.
talking about the whole sequence.
Yeah, because I'm like, she has her moment
Okay.
on the top where she's like, I'm Sansa Stark of Winterfell. This is my house.
Yeah, like, fuck you, bitch.
That's what
You know who the fuck
I
I am?
said. I was proud of Sansa right here in the bed,
Yeah, because Miranda
sticking up for
really
herself like
tried.
that.
Because,
Yeah.
like, Sansa's been with Littlefinger long enough that she's just like, okay, I see what's going on here. So, how long have you been in love with him?
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I ruined your fantasy. Nothing I can do for you, sister. Do you think I want to be here? Like, what the fuck?
But like, this is where the growth comes, because old Sansa, like, as soon as she started hearing those stories about everything he's done to these girls, like, she would have just fucking folded.
She would have folded there. She waited for Miranda to leave to have her reaction. Like, she had it in mind. Like, my baby has grown.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
But
the
then
she has taken.
at the end of the whole sequence, this is what I'm saying, like, she gets taken, like,
But I'm saying it's like, I
gets put
quote,
back.
because I'm, well, because like, she has been sort of assimilating back to the North. Like, when she took off that black dress with all her cleavage out and she put on like her old dress with the neck up, like, her wedding dress is so beautiful. She's grown up. She had another monster who ruined her family walk her down the aisle again. But I've like, I know what happens going forward. And like, on this watch, especially with like the way that the episode starts with Arya and the way that the episode ends with Sansa, it's very much a like, kill the girl and let the woman be born. Like, this is a very traumatic thing. It's an awful thing to have to live in your body after this, because there's only one way out of this. Like, after this happens, the only way out of this crime scene is death. And so, spoiler alert, the fact that Sansa does not choose death to me after this happens to her is proof to me that like she had of her growth and that maintaining of her growth and that strength that she has gained throughout this entire game that she's been forced to play from start to finish. From like where she started, where it's like she didn't quite lie about what happened at the riverbank, but she was just like, I don't know, I don't remember. Like she didn't give her sister up, but she wasn't gonna give up Joffrey. And you know, like once you see a man at his absolute worst, he hates you forever. He will
Yeah.
forever. And so she's gone through that. She's seen her dad's head come off. She was gonna push Joffrey off that fucking wall and she got stopped. She was almost raped. Like all of the bad things have happened to her, and now the worst thing has happened to her. So now, game on. And that's my
Now,
prediction.
do you think, James, do you think this is why Littlefinger groomed her the way he did?
That was going to be my
Because like to set her up to be able to handle this for as long as she's gonna have to endure it
Well, that was.
until he has Knights of the Vale riding down or whatever he plans on doing.
Yeah, because here's my question. Do you think Littlefinger knew what Ramsay was? Like, do you
Yes.
think that Littlefinger knew this is who Ramsay was when he left?
Did we talk about this when we first met them? Okay.
I don't
But when we
remember.
first when we first got there, I don't know if we talked about this
No,
or not.
we didn't
All
know.
right, so here's my question to you. How would Littlefinger know who Ramsay is? Like at this point, who knows Ramsay?
But he's got like Ramsay's got a
Well,
reputation.
I mean, Littlefinger pretty much has known everything that's gone on in the entire continent since day one.
True. So I
So.
just like does Ramsay have a reputation like a who he actually is, or is this one of those things where like you see somebody's kid and be like, yeah, I hear he like fucking burns ants with a magnifying glass. He might be a serial killer one
Well,
day.
I mean, right before they got there, he had flayed Lord Kerwin, and you know there's no way Littlefinger got out of that castle without hearing about that.
Yeah.
Because like Littlefinger's like Varys, he's got ears everywhere. He's gonna have spies everywhere he goes, 'cause he's gonna know what like he's always gonna be one step ahead. So here's my question to you. If he knows who Ramsay is, do you think this has been his plan? That like he's got Sansa, and so like his plan with Sansa was to like ride north with the Knights of the Vale and save her, and now she'll be in love with him forever. Like she'll
Yeah.
be in love with him forever. I'm gonna rule in the north, and then I can take the King's Landing because you can't take
That's
King's.
the whole it seems like that's his whole plan now.
Like, is this what his end game was with grooming her? Like this is what it's been with.
Yeah. His end game with grooming her is to get her prepared for this moment that she's gonna have to endure. And then yeah, like swoop in, mother fighting, and then you're now the knight in shining armor.
She'll never want anybody else. He knows how bad things can be.
And I think he knows that she's in love with him at this point too. And then like now all he's got to do is put the cherry on top. And then he can get the girl and then he can start his rise to power.
Is that
Which he set up to do it well. Like it all makes sense.
yeah? We know the Knights of the Vale are formidable. We haven't seen it, but they keep telling us.
And we know that he has a plan. So he has a plan of what to do. He has Cersei on his side because she sees him now as an ally. So he can do his thing.
What do you think? So, Ginge.
Is he 2 steps ahead, James? Like is he like 2 steps ahead of everybody else? Or do you think like all this shit is gonna come crashing down?
I think the problem is he doesn't know if he's waiting to see what happens between Stannis and the North. Like, how does he go about being Knight of Shining Armor if Stannis wins this fight and all of Roose's people die? And Roose
Well,
dies, Ramsay dies.
then he goes in and he wipes out Stannis. So like Stannis gets down there. Let's say Stannis gets there and win the fight. Three quarters, a half, however many Stannis men are dead. They're fatigued from battle. He goes in and wipes them out because that takes care of the Cersei side of things. She's happy. That he just rescues Sansa from all of that shit. And then like, again, he has an ally in Cersei, of what she thinks.
Or if Stannis wins, he joins up with Stannis and he rides south, and Stannis makes him Warden of the North.
Yeah, either way for him,
Saying
doesn't matter who wins. It's a win-win for him.
he's got a dog in the fight, no matter who wins.
Or as Michael Scott would say, it's win-win-win.
Everybody.
Yeah. You win, they win, I win. We all win.
But there is another element to this very awful scene that I hate. So, Ginge, how are we feeling about Theon?
This is
Yo.
where Rika dies and Theon is reborn.
Okay, and how do we feel about Theon? Can I at least get a TBD?
Yeah, you can't ask a man to be happy with doing his favorite or his best Jerry Falwell Jr. impersonation.
Oh, poor.
was the unwilling Jerry Jr. there.
Yeah. Okay.
Sheesh. Feels bad. But yeah.
But
And I meant
I.
to point that out because I wrote this down. Is when you said that, I did write down that Theon acknowledged himself as Theon when he gave her
Yeah.
away. And I
That
think
and
that kind of
then
like
him having to watch that.
Yeah, he's
Reek
gonna
is no
go all
more.
her life.
Yeah.
He
Reek
was
is
there when
no
he rang
more.
the bells. Yeah. So, like, you said that you think that they're gonna save each other. It's looking like that's gonna track. How does that happen? Don't forget, too, because, like, Wanda and Cosmo are still right there.
Well, shit. Hopefully, it happens. Like, I also wrote down like this whole Ramsay scene and him like turning on a switch. Like, shit gets spooky for a little bit.
Ooh.
You had the wolf pelts on the bed.
Like, shit gets spooky.
In your childhood bedroom. That's
Yeah, like
making Theon stay and watch.
just making it they watch, telling Sansa like all the shit he's telling her. Like, Mr. Nice Guy went out the fucking window with him.
Like,
Like,
really, like, and I mean,
we.
and to be fair, he wasn't even playing Mr. Nice Guy. Like, he didn't even really put that shit on. Like,
Mr. Polite Guy. Like, he was just saying his yes, sirs, and yes, ma'ams, like for a little bit.
he was politely being a psychopath.
Correct. He was just being polite.
Now
Mr.
I'm
Polite Guy over there.
a regular old mean and nasty and evil psychopath.
Yeah, like
Oh, you thought Joffrey?
he's gotta be the scariest person in this series.
Oh, he's awful. He's awful. So, but as far as do they make it, what? Let me go back. Hold on. Where is the? Let me see the do they make it? Because what did you say that Ramsay's fate would be? Theon's revenge. You still feel that way?
Yeah.
All right.
At this point now, like that looks even stronger than before.
Exactly.
Theon gonna flay him? Are they gonna let Theon flay him?
Nah. I don't think Theon is gonna be. What's happened to him has changed him, so I don't think he would. I think he would just make
It'd
it
be
like a
quick.
quick,
Yeah, it'd be quick. He has
quick.
no reason to make him suffer. I mean, he has all reason to make him suffer, but he wouldn't make him suffer.
Yeah. So.
Even being like Ironborn and stuff, like we ain't never seen them really make people suffer either.
Yeah, you're right. They just kill you and take your shit.
Yeah, they just kill you, take your shit, and
They really
they ain't
are.
gonna make you watch.
The Ironborn really are like the black forces of Westeros.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Stump your ass out and keep it moving.
Maybe let them know.
Yeah, stump your ass out, keep it moving. We didn't rob three gas stations, and we just keep on trucking, buddy. Got a total of $45 out of them three. Keep on trucking.
That was it. That was Game of Thrones. Season 5, episode 6.
Yeah,
Unbound.
all my questions we answered because I put over here, does he end up manning up? And we talked about it. And we're good.
TJ, are we pouring out for anyone?
No question mark. Reek.
Well, I guess you could pour out for Arya's first reaping. The little girl at the beginning of the. Okay, y'all are
Yeah.
just fine.
Sorry, y'all, James, you ain't gonna say that's reaching though, are you?
I mean, she did die in this episode.
Thank you. Thank you.
But like TJ does of name, and she's not really of name.
Yeah, not of
Nobody's
names.
name. Oh, rude. Name the guy who's helping Arya out. What's his name? Because it's not Jack and Agar. What's his name?
Noma.
His name is Brandon.
Let's go. Brandon of the Let's Go variety. Yeah, there we go.
All
right, well, for our quote segment, stay good with the pointy end. Who has a bunch?
I only have
Not
two.
me. Not me.
Jinji, you can go first.
All right. Well, the first one is from Baelish. We both peddle fantasies, Brother Lancel. Mine just happens to be entertaining.
Hell yeah.
And then my second one is also from Baelish. It's one's choices of companion is a curious thing.
Wink, wink.
Right?
Brother fucker. You know what I mean?
The first one was pretty good by Baelish though, because he just got told like he can't be a pimp no more, and then he responded with that. Good for him.
Yeah.
They said, "Your pimping day's over, buddy." All right, my first one comes from Tyrion, where he says the Targaryens are famously insane. My next one is the back and forth between Cersei and Olenna, where it's the famously tart-tongued queen of thorns, and then she says the famous tart queen Cersei. That struck a nerve. That's all I got.
Oh wow. Okay. Then I have several. All right. So versus Arya and no one. And she says, I'm not playing this stupid game anymore. And he says, we never stop playing. And then Tyrion. So a woman who hasn't spent a single day of her life in Westeros becomes the ruler of Westeros. That's justice. Does that sound right to y'all? To y'all? Okay. Didn't think so.
Nope.
And then Lady OG, if they arrested all the pillow biters in King's Landing, there'd be no room in the dungeons for anyone else. And then Reek, when he gives Sansa away, a woman grown, true born and noble. And then of course Sansa, I'm Sansa Stark of Winterfell. This is my home, and you can't frighten me. Period.
I had that one written down, but I figured you'd do it, so I just let
I
you go
appreciate
for it.
not doing it. I really appreciate because I would have kept right here
I
on
had that one. I
it.
had that one down, so I figured I was like, "Fuck it, she'll say
I would not have been saying niggard or nigget.
that one." Hard
You have incredibly
R.
hard R.
Yeah, that's that white side coming out of you. Old light skin ass.
Ginge, I'm gonna go ahead and fill this in it, but you can tell me.
this is 7 because that's the lowest I can go.
There it is. All right. Done and done. Okay. I feel like I feel like maybe once it's all done, I don't know. I know where it's going. I love season five.
Season five is good.
I
Because
know.
this is not this is not
I
good.
do believe that this one, when we do our draft at the end of the season, is going undrafted.
506.
It ain't
I
getting
think at
drafted
the
by
end,
me. I don't even know what I want to draft because right now, and ain't none of them looking good. This is looking like a shit college year.
when
No running backs and defensive
this
play.
is gonna be the Falcons' year
This
this
is
year after trading your first round pick for next year.
nah. This is that year where, what year was it when the quarterbacks was Malik Willis?
Probably.
Dude.
I feel like that might be this might be the Steelers' year this year. But no, seriously though, no. When we get to season eight, we ought to draft the undrafted.
To the undrafted. Okay.
Let's draft undrafted.
Okay. That can be our creative writing assignment for season eight. Be a second draft.
Yeah.
Or actually, we can just add in the undrafteds because season eight is only what, like 6 episodes. We'll just throw in the undrafteds in there too.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. Because why not?
So I mean, season or episode 4, 5, or 6, season 8 won't get picked at all, but you know.
Oh, season eight. Anyways, that's it. That is going to do it for this episode of Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. Don't forget to rate and review us wherever you're listening, and you can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, Goode, everywhere. So on behalf of Gingy the Cock Merchant and TJ, I am Lauren Lovegood, and we will see you next time. And now our watch is ended.